First question, it's not because we are in Italy, but we are really curious about what the influence of your father is. He is defined a music lover on your Wikipedia page. So we are very curious about his tastes and what you were listening with him.
He had a really big vinyl collection, everything from Italian opera to a lot of kind of 60s rock and roll and jazz, like Duke Ellington and Django Reinhardt. And it definitely had a big influence on me because it introduced me to so much music at a really early age.
Did you have any clash at some point with him, like bringing a record home and saying him, like rejecting him or saying, oh, what the hell are you bringing in?
I don't know, actually. He didn't like all of the music that I liked, but I think he's got good music taste. Yeah.
Your father will be proud of this. If you should use just three words, what is your record about and why did you choose to tell about those things?
I guess it's about passion and there's a sense of danger in it and drama. And I just think it just felt completely natural to write what I wrote. I didn't really think about it, it just came out of me, and I really trust the kind of the instinct. You know, when you write music just going on your instinct, it's you make better music, and that's what I did.
I guess that re-listening to it or playing its songs live almost every night, you had a kind of perspective towards the record. So what is your rereading, to say, of your record? I mean that when you're writing, you follow the instinct, but you have to be, in a way, more rational as the time goes by and you go back and forth on the same songs. Maybe also during the recording sessions, I don't know, but I'm sure in the live sessions too.
Well, I don't really listen to my record, but I do feel that as a performer, it's really important for me that to deliver every single song and every single note of every song with complete, you know, just with everything that I have. And because of that, it never feels old to play the songs again, because they're always feeling like new songs, because I'm treating them differently and with all of myself every single time I play them. And so it's an ongoing kind of relationship I have with them. It doesn't feel like a retrospective.
What is your relationship with the guitar? As you use a lot of bending, and there are many times little notes, and what in Italian music is called abbellimenti, and a very flourished way of treating and playing your guitar.
I see my guitar like an extension of my voice, or an extension of my body. It feels very natural to play it, and I approach it in the same way that I approach singing, that, you know, every note means everything, and you say everything needs to be important, otherwise that you shouldn't say anything. So it's important to leave space and then to deliver a note with everything that you have. I think bends are really good because they it makes you feel like you're speaking with your voice. It's full of inflections. And I like to imagine my guitar as other things than the guitar. I can imagine it's like an orchestra or it's a piano, and it keeps me interested as a player.
And so what about your vocal style? I would suggest that epic and lyric are two suitable adjectives to describe it. What do you think about it?
I think I just... I like to colour my voice as much as I can, and I try and have a rich tone and just try and be powerful with it, really.
It seems that you pay a lot of attention to all the things you do, musically speaking, and I guess this is very rewarding. But also very tiring. How do you feel at the end of the show? It seems like that paying attention to every little note and every little words and sound it goes from your voice and your mouth could be really, you know, tiring.
Well, it's not actually. It's very liberating and fulfilling. And it feels really natural. It's not forced. If it felt unnatural and forced, it would be exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely how I feel most natural to express myself in that way.
Mm-hmm. You used the word to liberate. What do you have to be liberated from?
I don't know, just... You know, like how with certain people you just feel like you can be completely yourself, and other people you feel that you can't quite as much show who you are. That's the equivalent for me of normal life and then music.
Mm-hmm. It seems that one of your aims is to be very sincere, to bring yourself to the audience. But I guess that in every kind of formal representation there is a distortion. Because it is something you actually have to mediate with someone, so it must not be really totally 100% straight, or not.
Well, all you can do is, you know, give all of your art out into the world, and then everyone reacts to it differently, and that's part of the process of making art. It's subjective, and I don't attempt to try and control the way people see my music. I control it inwardly, and I only put out what I feel happy with, but then it goes out into the world, and that's just the way it is.
I've read an interview and I totally agree when you said in this interview that your songs are very close to visual arts and to painting in particular. So would you like to tell us about this kind of relationship within your songs and the visuals, the art, and maybe also the real painting?
I just see music very visually, and I think that when you're in the studio you can kind of paint with sound, and I really enjoy that process. And I like to create real atmospheres in my music where the music is really telling you the story of the song as much as the lyrics are. And just create a lot of colour. You can do a lot kind of with just recording and overdubbing to create real kind of canvases to express a song.
Mm-hmm. And I'm quite surprised to see you with a white shirt, as you have a very strong image, and nevertheless you are going around making shows and making records for not a very, very long time. And you immediately associated your image with two colors, the black and red. That's why I'm quite surprised to see you dressed in white. And how do you see your image? Is there anyone helping you creating it? How did you create it for the first time? How do you think about it?
Every part of the process of, you know, being an artist is important to me, and it's something that I have complete kind of control over, because it's an expression of my art. And with the way that I look, I wanted to take inspiration from flamenco outfits, because I really love how they really kind of express the drama of flamenco music, and I've always loved flamenco music. That's why I have a kind of flamenco style. And the colours that I chose, I mean, they just feel right for my music.
And they feel right for you too?
Yeah.
Right, that's good for you. Listen, we got a last question, and it is not a very original one, but we are very, very curious to know if you have 5 Desert Island records. So the 5 records you were going to bring with you if you were just leaving for this famous or infamous Desert Island right now after the show tonight.
I'd go for Cocteau Twins, Heaven or Las Vegas. Aladdin Sane by David Bowie. Probably Low by David Bowie as well. Grace, Jeff Buckley. And then perhaps The Quartet of the End of Time by Messiah.